We miss college football.
Bennett takes the snap and the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. Six more for Georgia.
We can't wait for the 2023 season.
Caleb Williams throws the fade in the corner. Oh, God! Touchdown, Trojans!
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
94 days away from Florida State opening up its football season against LSU in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. And now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio is a man that's entering his fourth season as the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, and that, of course, is Coach Mike Norvell. Coach, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Zach. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. Last year was a big year for your program in year number three with you being a Florida State Seminole. You guys did go 10-3. I know you want to move on to this season, but first, how do you look back at what your team accomplished last year?
I was proud of the group. I mean, to take another step, to show the improvement, you know, even just the way the season went, you know, starting off, you know, 4-0, you know, big win, you know, against LSU to, you know, one of those kickoff, you know, classics and opportunities just to really, you know, make a statement of who this team was and, you know, some of the things they could accomplish, you know, to have to go on a road, you know, when Jordan went down and, you know, Tate Rodemaker, backup quarterback, came in, led us back, you know, to have a victory on the road. You know, those are some really good things. You know, middle part of the season had some bumps along the way, and you know, but to see our team respond and, you know, win the last six was really big for our program and just for the growth, the you know, like I said, that response and just continuing to get better, pushing towards, you know, what's ahead this year and continuing to build the program back to where it deserves to be. But to have a great group of young men that I get to coach and, you know, excited about, you know, the way this team has come together and really the culture that's been established.
Like you said, there's a lot of excitement with this program and there's big expectations this year. You mentioned the word culture. How do you describe where that culture is at as you guys get set to kick off year four of the Mike Norvell era at Florida State?
Well, no, I think it's in a great place. You know, we've got a lot of people talk about family. I think we live it. I mean, I think this team is really, you know, come together. You know, they work hard together. You know, they push each other. We got a lot of competition. You know, we've had, you know, this last season, we had a good number of guys that, you know, chose to come back and, you know, be a part of this team for another year when they had opportunities to go to the NFL. And, you know, I think that makes a statement in itself, you know, that they enjoy who they get to do it with and who they do it for and, you know, what they get to represent, you know, being Seminoles. And so it's a hard-earned culture, one where, you know, guys, they have to invest into it. But I think we've been able to develop and bring in the right young men that that truly embrace it. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. I love coaching this team and just, you know, the strides that they've taken.
You guys had a lot of success in the transfer portal. How have you guys, I don't want to say perfected that process, but used it as an advantage for your program?
You know, I mean, I think, you know, in today's age of, you know, college football and really college athletics, I mean, you know, it's different than it's ever been. And, you know, being able, everybody has a different path. Everybody has their own journey. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's high school, transfer, junior college. I mean, we're looking for the right fit for Florida State. And, you know, obviously what our roster might need when it comes to experience, competition, you know, continuing to build that in a variety of ways. You know, this last year we signed 65% of our class was from high school, but 35% was from transfers. And, you know, you find guys that, like I said earlier, that embrace the culture, that embrace the opportunity, that want to be a part of this team and how we do it. And that's, you know, we've done a great job of getting, you know, very talented young men that have come in and made an incredible impact on our program. And, you know, we've had a few 1 year guys, but, you know, something that's been pretty, you know, pretty, you know, great to see is you guys have had multiple years that have transferred here and, you know, that they've really made, you know, Florida State their home. And it's really been a special, you know, experience in just watching their transition into this program and, you know, just the impact they've been able to make.
One of those guys that has made Florida State their home is Jared Verse. He was at Albany, and then last year had a really good year for you guys, had to deal with some injuries, big expectations for him this season. I was talking to Eric McLean an ACC analyst and former Clemson center the other day, and he said as long as that kid stays healthy, he'll be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. How did he get on your radar, and what stood out to you about Jared right away?
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny story. You know, he was we were playing Syracuse, I guess, 2 years ago, and you know, Jared was playing at Albany, and you know, had a great game. And you know, as we were watching the film, I mean, he really just stood out in how he played and what he did. Had a couple of great effort plays, and then fast forward to after the season, I'm sitting there on the road recruiting, and I get a text message that a defensive end from Albany went into the portal. And so I called her defensive coordinator, and I said, "Was this the kid that is this the defensive end that was making all the plays?"
Wow.
When they told me it was, I was on the phone with him within, I think, 15 minutes from that time. And, we started the process, and, just a great young man, plays with a chip on his shoulders, really had to earn everything he's ever gotten. And, he is a special talent, and, a great teammate, and just wonderful, wonderful, part of our program.
What type of player could he be? Because when I talked to Eric Macklin, he said top 10, that's eye popping. That's big high time praise.
I mean, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think that, you look back at what he was able to do last year, made a lot of great plays, and, really, I think has established himself as one of the top players in college football. But I think when you look at the circumstances that he had to work through, I mean, he had some injuries, he missed some time in practice, and just the consistency of the fundamentals that he can apply. I was so proud of him this spring. I thought he was one of our most improved players. And when you say that about a guy who can be, a first-round draft pick and a top pick, it's exciting to see. And it's because of the mindset which he brings to work. It's the investment he's willing to make. And, it's something that, he earns it every day.
Mike Norvell here with us, the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles. Will open up their season 94 days from now up against LSU. We all remember that game last year was an absolute great one between LSU and Florida State. Fun to play them again, right? Both these programs really moving in the right direction now. Going to be a good game.
Well, it was a game last year that nobody really knew what to expect. When we kicked it off, but LSU went on and had a great year, won the SEC West. We went on to have a 10-win season, and now to be able to kick off the season, with that game, it's what college football is all about. And we're definitely excited for the opportunity. It's a great opponent, very talented young men that we're going to be able to go against, a great coaching staff that they have. But, it's something our guys are looking forward to, and just continuing to work to get better, and so that we can be prepared when that opportunity shows up.
Mike Norvell, a lot of people talking about your quarterback, Jordan Travis. We know what he was able to accomplish last year. What did he show you last season when he took a big step?
I mean, just such a special playmaker, and he's a wonderful young man. So very humble in his approach and just what he does. But he's grown, he's gotten better. He's really made the 10 guys on the field with him better by how he plays. Throwing the football, the things that we ask him to do. I mean, we put a lot on his plate, and whether it's run checks, protections, all those things. He's so very smart, but you see that the playmaking ability that he has, not only with his arms but with his feet, he's truly special. And he's another guy that this spring I thought took his game to another level. And you're just excited for what's ahead for him, and just all that he can be, because I truly believe he's one of the elite talents in college football here this next season.
When you have a player that accomplished so much last year, you talk about how he got better in this offseason. What did you guys really challenge him to do when he had such a successful season for you guys a year ago?
Well, it's always about consistency and execution, and being able to push that on a daily basis, bringing that your championship mindset to every play. And you see the growth, you've seen the improvement, you see what Jordan's capable of, and I thought he played at an extremely high level a year ago, but just to see that carry over and to have that sense of urgency to be better, And, you know, he's really done a great job with that, just to you play in and play out. You know, not every play is going to be perfect, but when you're striving and pushing yourself to be in the best that you can, I mean, it's impressive to see. And, you know, he's really taken, you know, his control and command of this offense, and you know, just the leader that he is. I think he's done a remarkable job.
Your running back, Trey Benson, you guys got him from Oregon. Last year, he put up nearly 1,000 yards, had like four 100-yard rushing games, and had 9 rushing touchdowns for you. Another year in your program, what do you think he could continue to get better on with Trey Benson, your running back?
Well, you know, Trey was coming off of, really a devastating injury there at Oregon. And, you know, he had to come, and as he came into the program, you know, had a great plan for him. You know, he really built his confidence, you know, through the work that he had. And, I thought he performed at a very high level throughout the course of the season. But, he's ready to take another step in his game. And I think that just the confidence that he's been able to grow in, the understanding of what he's being asked to do and how well he can do, you know, all things is exciting for us. And, you know, really think he's going to be a special player.
You've talked about some of your top players and how you think they've got better. Who's been some guys during this offseason program and leading into spring ball, right before that spring game, that you thought really took their game to the extra level this offseason?
You know, I mean, I think you're looking at position groups, you know, our offensive line group has really done a great job. I mean, just their size, their strength, you know, the execution of what they've done. We've got a lot of guys that are returning, but also we're able to bring some very talented newcomers into the program. And you're just seeing the overall depth that we have and the competition on a day in and day out basis. I mean, I think that group is really poised to take some wonderful strides. And then really the forcing unit on our defense, they are the same thing. I mean, we've got some really talented young men. I know you talked about Jared, but, you know, guys like Pat Payton, our linebacker crew, our defensive tackle. It's impressive. And, you know, obviously the more pressure that we can create, I mean, it just helps those guys in the back end. And, you know, it's a very experienced secondary we have. So, you know, I think it's a well-rounded team. It's one that, we've got to continue to fight for that improvement daily. But, it's an exciting team to be around. And, you know, like I said, it's one that I enjoy coaching because of the way that they work.
Yeah, you talk about that environment and trying to get Florida State back, and last year was a big step in the right direction. I know the world was completely different when you walked in there 2020 taking this big job coming over from Memphis, but when you look at the last 3 years where you guys were in 2020 to now, does it just look like a totally different program?
I mean, it's, you know, we've had to go through a lot, and it's one of those things. Sometimes you need to go through what you have to prove you can get through, and that's what we've kind of done as a program. We needed to establish our foundation. We needed to establish a culture and really build upon that, through our values of how we try to operate. And I think players have embraced that. We've had to be consistent, as coaches, and trying to be that example for them and do it with them. And it's just it's something I'm really, really excited about. You know, not only are guys showing the success on the field, but who they are off the field, what they're doing in the classroom, how they're achieving at a high level there. It's just, it's something to be proud of, but, also the opportunity to continue to go get better. And, that standard of excellence is something that has been consistent around Florida State for a long time. And, it truly has been a program that was a blueprint for so long of how to sustain success. And, we've seen some great moments, but we're ready to take it to another level and continue to push to get better in all things that we're doing.
Well, what are Mike Norvell's expectations for this squad this year?
To get better. I mean, I know I've said it a few times throughout even this interview, but I mean, it's something that we talk about daily. Is that I believe in the talent. I believe in the young men that I get to coach. I'm not going to put any limits on what they can accomplish. But for us to go get better, being our best, and then if we can do that, then I think great things can occur. And we don't control all factors that go on around us, but we do control what we do inside this building and the investment we're willing to make. So if we can push and hold that standard and focus on our improvement, I think great things will come.
This feels like an ACC championship or bust type of season. Do you agree with that?
I mean, you know, ultimately for us, we, you know, if we go out there and we continue to improve and, you know, we play to the best of our ability, then I think we can put ourselves in a great position for all things. And, you know, that is the focus. And, you know, we've had high expectations here within our program, you know, just with what we talk about as players, as coaches. And, you know, this is a program we should be competing for championships, you know, with the young men I get to coach. So, I mean, I'm excited for the opportunity that's ahead. And, you know, we got to go improve and be consistent in how we show up and what we do on a daily basis.
The last few years, there was a lot of pressure in order to prove that you could move this in the right direction to keep your job. Now you welcome in the better pressure of trying to win games with this program being in a more positive spot. Just how do you and the program deal with the pressure of having high expectations this year?
Well, I mean, if you don't embrace expectations, you should never come to Florida State, a player, coach, or anybody involved. This is a special place. And, you know, there's no expectations or pressure that comes from the outside that's not, you know, more than what we have here on the inside. And, you know, this program's not for everybody. And but it's for the right ones that embrace the opportunity to be on a grand stage and to be able to represent a wonderful university and program that, you know, it, like I said, that standard of excellence. And that's what we push for. You know, we've had a challenging road, and it's been interesting, you know, getting to this point. But you know, it's also been a part of a journey that we had to go on. And you know, I'm really proud of the players that have been a part of it. You know, the guys we've been able to bring in, and you know, I'm excited about, you know, what the future holds because of who I get to do it with.
Coach Mike Norvell, always appreciate your time. Good luck this season. Thanks for doing this.
All right, thanks so much, and go Noles.